Once you had met him, you couldn't forget him. What makes souls from all directions journey to this magical and mysterious place? To sit with, to be with, and to be touched by God's love. This is a story of an extraordinary man on an extraordinary journey. Welcome to our home. Welcome to our family. Come with us as we journey through the window of time. ...1936, a seaport on the Arabian Sea. Karachi, Sindh. Dada Lakraj Kripalani, the son of a schoolmaster, a self-made successful diamond merchant. Finding himself surrounded by the royalty of kings, renowned for his integrity and pristine lifestyle, trusted by all. At the age of retirement, Dada was drawn into deep introspection after experiencing a series of visions and his body being used as an instrument by God. God himself was using Dada to give God's message, the message of who we are and who our spiritual father is. He said, "You are incorporeal souls, points of conscious light within the body. You are not a body that has a soul. You are a soul that has a body. And I, God your Father, am also an incorporeal point of conscious light. My name is Shiva, meaning world benefactor. The world which my children find themselves in has become degraded, old, and filled with sorrow. I have come to give knowledge through this one to transform the world into the paradise it once was." Dada knew he must follow this path. He dedicated the rest of his life for world transformation. He was then given the name Prajapati Brahma, the father of the people, or lovingly known as Brahma Baba. With the power of godly magnetism, a group of 300 joined this mission, the mission of world transformation. Soon after, Dada began a girls' boarding school named Om Mandli, where spiritual and worldly knowledge, yoga, and a pure lifestyle were taught to 80 young girls. On the inside, it was all goodness. But on the outside, it was quite different. The fathers and husbands began to object to their daughters and wives coming to Om Mandli, and they created an uproar in the community. The children witnessed the picketing against Om Mandli, as their very own uncles, fathers, and husbands demanded that the authorities ban the activities of the school. Brahma Baba faced many such obstacles, but always remained unwavered in his faith, dedication, and determination to follow God's instructions. In 1937, Brahma Baba gave his worldly wealth and property to a trust committee of 8 young women, and they became responsible for the affairs. Baba recognized women's quieting effect on others. 1947, Independence Day for India, and the partition between Pakistan and India was created, an event that would change the course of Om Mandli. Baba did not want to leave Sindh, the land where it all began, but the families of those that had left Sindh for India wanted their family members to follow for their safety. In 1950, Baba decided to move the group to India. A few belongings were gathered, and the group boarded a steamer. With courage in the heart and truth in the soul, the group forged onward. Once in India, they boarded the train. Eventually landing in the Ara Valley mountain range, the new home became Madhaban, the forest of honey. Nestled around the beautiful an idyllic lake, Naki Lake. Life of study, developing an even deeper connection with God, a life of work, a life of play and service, and the evolving of a worldwide spiritual family blossomed. The daily studied allowed the intellect of God, the mind of God, to drip over the children's intellects, filling the souls with divinity. Dada became an inspiration of divinity. The way he moved, worked, and even the way he played, with such total naturalness. Always giving others the feeling of belonging. And the forest of honey became even sweeter. Brahma Baba was the embodiment of sacrifice, service, and humility, always upholding the highest principles of life. Dada practiced the principles fully that he was taught by the Supreme. He inspired others through his living example rather than through preaching. The years of commitment, dedication, and love of godly service enriched Dada's life and those around him. Others experience their own divinity when coming close to him. The years became decades, and the passage of time brought divine wisdom to Brahma Baba. He possessed an undeniable strength and spiritual fragrance of noble divinity. Study, remembrance of God, became even more intense. And Dada relaxed into his completion. Why is there such love for this soul? Is it for what he became? Or is it because of him becoming that paved the way for us to become that as well? I celebrate in knowing my spiritual father, God, for he has taught my heart to sing and my soul to dance to the door of his heart, knowing I too belong to him.